The Novos.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Monday. And, of course, it is a very special Monday. It's Freedom Day! I feel like Mother Nature, though, is telling us to stay inside for a little bit longer.
I know.
Raining for the rest of the week.
Wet.
rain.
Even bigger today, producer Jackson is back. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay!
Welcome. How was it getting up this morning? Was it a real bitch?
No, not too bad, because you know what? I was still getting up, like, relatively early sometimes on my time away, so, you know, I'm a morning guy. Yeah, used to the no sleep. It's fine.
Can I just say, you have a very impressive mo. How long have you been growing said mo for?
Well, I normally struggle to grow facial hair, so I thought, you know what? 4 months off work, I'll give it a go. So, yeah, the full 4 months. It's looking pretty good, but I think I'm going to get rid of it once I get a haircut eventually.
Does your husband Andrew like the mo?
Could I care less? No.
Do you like the mo is the real question.
I love it. I think it makes me look thugler.
Yeah, I think it's great. You should definitely keep it.
Welcome back, man. Maddie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm going to the movies later today.
Oh, my God. What are you going to see?
Shang-Chi, the new Marvel movie.
Oh, how good.
So that's my Freedom Day, rainy Freedom Day
plan.
Exercise. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
All I want is a schooner.
Well, I think
there's a really nice icy cold schooner.
I think there's a place or two that will serve you.
Nice cold schooner in front of a nice warm heater in a pub.
Oh, beautiful.
How cozy.
This is a great day,
it
right?
Is. Yeah. It feels nice.
Yeah. I mean,
67 days we've been in lockdown here.
I'm ready for a haircut.
It's a long time.
Meg, do you have any Freedom Day plans?
I have to choose. That's the problem. I've got three or four different options.
So popular.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's a first.
All right.
Wearing a very glittery top today. Is it in celebration of Freedom Day?
I did say last week I was going to wear a sequin dress today.
Yeah.
And I tried it on yesterday and it looks like a potato sack now.
Oh.
It doesn't fit anymore.
Well, it's too big?
It's way too big.
Oh, good.
So
that's
I had to find something glittery.
No, it's fantastic. Everyone's in a good vibe, a good mood and ready to go.
Hey, of course, today, massive in prizes. Birthday Lotto is worth $1,625 and we are launching 20K to Freedom all day with us and across the day at New FM. We've got amazing prizes up for grabs. We'll tell you how you can win those a little bit later.
Yeah, all that to celebrate. But the celebration starts right now because for Lads versus Lasses, get this, we've got a double pass to Wildflower Festival at Roche Estate, Hunter Valley, April 2nd. You can see acts like Missy Higgins, Kate Miller, Heidke, Casey Chambers, Sarah Blasco, Thornbird, and more.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, it is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Come on, guys, we need one to call up because last week we did really well. The lads came back, currently on 72. The lasses still ahead, though, on 75.
You were nearly 6 points behind last week.
I know. We've brought it back to a measly three. So I think we can do this.
Yep.
Maybe you don't want the tickets for yourself, but maybe you could give them to the missus or, you know, someone you know.
Do what I used to do before I worked in radio. Win the tickets. Palm them off for Christmas.
Hey, that's a great idea.
That's a really good... Because they're worth like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Right? So, great Christmas present.
All right, let's do it. Meg, kicking off with the lad today.
Yeah, so we...
sorry, Raylene.
Good morning, Raylene. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. You ready for Freedom Day, babe?
Oh, freedom. Get a haircut.
Ah, yeah. You're on my team. I love that. All right, let's get into this. Question one, what motion does the sandpaper on an orbital sander make? Now, this is multiple choice. A, spin, B, vibrate, or C, run around like a belt?
A.
That is correct.
Correct. All right, question two. The Sprinter work vans are made by which car company? Mercedes. All right, question three. Which sneaker brand makes the Court Legacy kind of shoes? Or line of shoes, rather.
Think of the most famous shoe brand you know.
Colorado.
What?
Nike Raylene.
It's not 1999.
All right, you got one on the board. Well done.
All right. I love it. Thank
you. Time to meet our lad, Maddie.
Yeah, let's go to our lad. His name is Rob from Charlestown, a disability support worker. His eyes are his best physical attribute. He's a rugby player and needs a beard trim on Freedom Day. Rob, good morning.
How you going, guys?
Hey, going well, man. What colour eyes do you have, Rob?
A beautiful green, mate.
Beautiful Ooh. Green. I love it. All right, well, here we go, man. You need two for an instant win today, one for a tiebreaker coin toss. Question number one. Alicia Moore is an American singer who goes by which stage name?
Sir Alicia Keys.
No. It's Pink. Her name is Alicia Moore. Question number two. Which essential oil is known to help promote relaxation and sleep?
Which oil was it?
Yeah, you know, you put them in the diffuser. I don't know if you own a diffuser.
Oil or something?
No, lavender. This is for a tiebreaker coin toss, my friend. Four, Nude by Rihanna, Rebel Fleur. Sorry, Meg.
You're reading the answers.
Straight from the answer. Sorry. Multiple choice. Rihanna has how many different perfumes in her perfume range? Two, four, or six?
I'll still get this wrong.
Go, two, four, or six. Take a guess.
I'll go six.
I just said the answer.
Sometimes the world and life is just meant to be a certain way,
sorry,
isn't it?
Sorry, Rob. The eyes didn't help you today. ladies win. Lasses, hey.
Yeah, off, well done, Ray.
Off to Wildflower Festival. How exciting. Who are you going to take?
My daughter.
Oh, cool. I love that.
Oh, good stuff. Beautiful. Oh, congrats. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Monday morning's going great him. For you, Maddie.
Couldn't help him with the even by giving him the answer.
Hey, we're going over to Russia next because it was Vladimir Putin's birthday last week, and he's had a bit of a photo shoot to celebrate the occasion.
Of course he has.
The photo, it looks like something possibly out of a James Bond film if James Bond was filmed in Russia. He looks very suave. He looks, but the background of this photo doesn't really suit Vladimir Putin at all.
Oh, okay.
It's very interesting. I'll tell you about it next.
The Novos. Right now, Meg, we're going over to the Russian Federation. Old Vladdy.
Yes. Always love when there's so many like operatic voices in the anthems.
Yeah, this is too much, isn't it? Well, listen to that. That's some
or
real.
Meg, would you prefer our anthem to be more like this?
I would like to hear some more operatic voices in the anthem, I think. In ours. It would be nice. But anyway, it's not about the anthem. It's about Vladimir Putin. Turned 69 last week, and the government put out a lovely set of photos to mark the occasion. The funny thing is, I don't know who the artistic director was on this photo shoot because it just doesn't really make sense to me. So you've got Vladimir. It looks like he's in a Bond movie or something. He's walking away. Like he's a Bond villain who's just shot a bunch of people.
In a suit?
In a suit that looks like it's from like Giorgio Armani or something. But standing.
So far sounds quite standard. Like him.
Standard, right? But then you Photoshop in, I'm assuming it's Photoshopped, is a giant bear.
No.
On his hind legs.
He's walking next to a real bear.
Really?
Yes,
really?
I'm sure that's what he's telling everybody.
Because normally it's him riding a horse shirtless. That's the classic, right?
So he's got the bear and he's just in this like derelict field. And it's got like some filters all over the photo and whatnot. But what was the idea behind this for the 69th birthday of having him stand next to a bear
69.
Looking like he's just left a Bond scene?
He does look good.
He does look
good. I reckon he's had some work done.
Oh, almost certainly. Because there's no stranger to trying to create an image of his youth and virility.
Well, how long has he been president for now? And I think this is his
60,
ninth year?
60 years.
Well, he's had
two terms, hasn't he?
Well, Vladimir's had not only two terms, but on two separate occasions he was president.
So. That's right. It's his second run.
Well, the funny thing is as well, the caption that the government officials have used is, He inspires films, books, poems, news, and even myths and legends.
The Russian women love Vladimir Putin.
Oh, don't they what? It's crazy.
It's just like the picture of masculinity.
Mm.
Well, some of the stuff, like, we're talking here about him walking away from a bear he's just battled or whatever, yeah. Right? But some of the things he's supposed to have done, the photo ops of past years are so good. I'll never forget the one of him coming out of, like, a submarine. As if he's suddenly an expert submariner.
People give poor old ScoMo crap for, you know,
publicity, like, photos.
Yeah, absolutely.
The one on the weekend with, like, the barbecue sending us cooking the barbecue. Curry.
Oh. Like, they all do it.
Yeah.
Well, Vladimir's on a whole nother level.
Do you find him sexy as a woman, Nick?
No.
No?
No, not my type. Because I am looking at a photo now, yeah. I'll show you, of him shirtless on a
one of his classics, yeah.
Nah. See,
doesn't do it.
I
for
did
you.
Have a thing for Alec Baldwin a couple of years ago, but that's about it.
Okay, what about
Vladimir? Nah, sorry, mate.
What about Vladimir, like, 20 years ago? You know,
I don't recall him 20 years ago. So
he kind of looked like a slimy guy. Well, I guess he still is.
Looks like. Are you just describing him?
I don't know. He just looked really weird 20 years ago. I'm just pulling up a photo.
Say from like him. 2005 or something.
There you go, man.
Let's have a look.
Here's a comparison photo.
Nah, still
I actually
not
think
interested.
He looks better now than he did
really?
Back then. Yeah.
No, I think he looks better then, but no. Still
it's,
no.
It's still a no from you.
No.
I think he's had lip filler. Look at this picture.
Let's have a look. Oh, he does have he's got much more luscious lips now than he did back then, doesn't he?
He really does.
You wouldn't want to stuff up the lip filler, would you?
Well, no.
Absolutely not, no.
You have your own injections, I reckon, after that.
Happy birthday, Vladimir.
The Novos. The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Prevo Meg, I've been thinking about what I'm buying people for Christmas. So
this
I've been putting a little
clever.
List together. Yeah, well, I don't usually buy people gifts at all. So this year I thought, man, it's been a tough year. Why not bring some happiness into people's lives? Anyway, my best friend and his partner, right, they have everything. Like, I was thinking about what to buy them. I'm like, oh, should I get them some grog? You know, that's always useful. But I feel like, you know, maybe I can do better than that.
A bit more thoughtful is what you're going for.
Yeah. So, look, I want to get your opinion on something.
Okay.
I had an idea of maybe buying them something to, like, enhance their time in the bedroom together. You know, like your friendly friend you keep in the top drawer?
Yeah.
Oh, sort of like something they might play around.
The old dolphin. A toy dolphin. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that's an inappropriate gift? Because, I mean, I'm two minds about this whole thing. I'm like, am I overstepping the line? On the other hand, you know what? It's actually probably a really handy gift.
You and your friend, that you talk about everything, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Has he made any comments about stuff in the bedroom that made you want to get this for them?
Well, no, nothing in particular, but I know that, you know, I feel like it adds stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
How long have they been in a relationship?
Like 3 years, so I'm guessing it's time to spice things up, you know. It does get to that stale time where you're like, you know, we've done the same thing over and over for all this time. You have to spice it up sometimes. Mm. Would you be offended if somebody, like, got you and your partner that gift?
Depending on the person.
Really?
If it was my best mate, wouldn't care.
Mate, they're expensive.
They are.
Well, I think there's different qualities, aren't there?
Yeah.
If
you're going to gift something like this, it needs to be a decent quality. You can't get it from Wish.
Are you getting like
thing? I'll get like spend $150.
So is that at the higher end of those? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Would you be offended?
Oh, I think I'd be a little bit weirded out.
Why,
to be honest.
Though?
I just don't know. I don't know. But I'm just saying my exact feelings. If my friend, one of my close friends, bought me some sort of additional playtime thing, I think I'd be weirded out.
My only concern is, normally when you give someone a present, you think, think of me while you use this. You can't really have that when you're getting something like that for someone for Christmas.
I kind of like that idea, though.
That's a whole other thing you're entering in there.
13:10:09 this morning. Is it inappropriate? I see what you did there. To buy a friend that gift. We'll take your calls now, 13 10 09. Every caller that gets on air this week goes into the draw to win the prize of the week, which is an escape to the Landmark Resort.
The Novos.
And we're talking inappropriate gifts here on the show this morning. I'm thinking about buying my friends a couple, hard to buy for couples, rather than buying them individual presents. I thought I'd buy them an adult toy. Now, I think this is a great idea because I know that they'll use it. They might pretend at the time that they won't, but I know that it's sitting in the drawer. They'll be like, maybe we should try it. I think it's a great gift idea, and it's expensive, but I hate buying for couples. I feel like this is just super useful.
See, this is, I don't know, I feel like it would be a bit weird, but you know them so well.
The funny thing is, when you mentioned this the other day, I was thinking, because my best mate lives in Queensland with his partner, you gave me an idea of possibly doing the same
thing. Well, there you go. Well, don't put your nose up at that gift idea like before
me.
I
wasn't putting my nose up at it, but it was more the fact, like, would they get offended by it? And also the whole part of what I said to you before, you don't want people to think of you while they're using it.
Well, I do. Jackson, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think that this is an inappropriate gift?
No, I don't think it's inappropriate, but if you were to get me that, I probably wouldn't use it. I mean, I'm of the opinion that if you can't get the job done with your natural goods, go take a class. I mean, come on.
Look, when marriages and relationships become stale and loveless, you need some extra help. Let's go to Hayley. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hayley, would you be offended if a friend got this for you?
No, I don't think I would be. I feel like maybe my partner would be a little bit weirded out, though, like if it was a boy.
Maybe it's a straight male thing. Like, there's just something intimidating about it.
It is very emasculating, isn't it? Hey, you're not getting the job done.
I've found someone that will always be there and be ready, if you know what I'm saying.
I think it's totally fine. Like, would you buy it for your friends, Hayley?
Yeah, for one of my girlfriends, yes.
Yeah, you've
for
got
one
to have
of my
a
male friends,
of,
no.
You've got to have a sense of humour, right? I love it. Thank you, Hayley.
Thanks for
appreciate
that.
Let's go to Heath. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What do you reckon, right or wrong, for this gift?
Yeah, so I'd be happy to receive that gift. That'd be fine by me, but I'm probably a 1 in 10.
Okay.
So, and most people wouldn't be down for it. I'd be like, yeah, whatever, cool.
Happy days. Yeah. I'll save myself some
there you
cash.
Go.
Exactly. Don't have to buy it myself. Christine is up next. Hello, Christine. How are you?
How you going?
Good, thanks. Do you think, would you be offended or weirded out if you got this as a gift?
I wouldn't be offended. I think it'd be weird, but then in saying that, I'm not saying I wouldn't use it either.
Okay,
you
so you'd be like, oh, this is a bit weird, but I am not leaving this here or getting a refund.
That's right. No, well, another good idea for couples is massage oils and everything as well.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one, yeah.
There you go.
So do you use the oils as well?
Absolutely.
So, like,
we've been together 26 years, yeah. So we needed something.
I was going to say, 26 years, whose idea was it to crack the oils out?
Probably both of us.
That's good. See, I
it
like
also,
it.
There's not much we don't talk about.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
Hey, there's one. Another idea.
I feel like the oils are probably, like, a little bit safer.
Yeah. They are.
But
there's also candles you can buy with the adult toys inside of them.
What?
What?
And bath bombs.
Wow.
So you that's no, so is that like you give say the bath bomb, oh it's just a bath bomb. Such an innocent gift. And then like you know, everyone opens their presents maybe in a public forum and then oh it's just a bath bomb. They get it home, chuck it in the bath and hello, this is a whole different bath time, isn't it?
I like a surprise gift. I like a surprise. That's a great
so
idea.
It does say them on them.
Oh.
You can buy them online and you can buy them at the stores, so...
Christine,
that's another gift idea.
Got all the experience.
Do you know what, Christine? You know how they have, like, those Tupperware parties but for adult toys? I reckon you should get into that game. You're selling these things really well to us.
Even Maddie wants to buy some right
well,
now.
I don't own a bath, I'm sorry.
It's not going to work
Christine.
Out.
There you go. I think 100% of callers are like, this is a great gift, so thank you.
Yeah, I'm surprised
you guys
by that.
Are just prudes.
Exactly. Guys, up next, I need your help with a bit of a dilemma I've been having, right? So it's something I want to do at
what,
the end.
What, to buy Emmy for Christmas? I've got a great idea.
It's not at all. It's something to do at the end of the year, and I'm just not sure whether I should or not.
Okay.
Right? So we'll get into it up next.
The Novos.
So, guys, just having a sort of a think over the weekend about how I want to spend the time at the end of the year.
And so we're like taking a month off.
That's right. So we've got a fair bit of time off from doing the show. And I'm sort of in a bit of a dilemma because I've been, of course, missing travel, overseas travel. But it just still feels a bit dangerous.
Mm.
So, like, I really want to go overseas, like to America or something, but at the same time, I'm like, am I going to get, like, trapped there or something? So, I don't know. I wanted to get you guys' opinion on whether it's a good idea to do that kind of travel yet.
It's very risky. I mean, look, you can.
That's the thing. It's like it's opening up. It's 7-day quarantine when you get back. Like,
double the price.
That's it.
Well, but, I mean, look, I would be so worried about getting stuck over there.
That's what I'm concerned about.
I wouldn't do it. Hold off.
I'm not really worried about getting stuck over there. More the fact that how dangerous it is over there at the moment with how many cases they have. I wouldn't want to be over in America and get COVID.
Yeah.
Because you, like, medical insurance and all that kind of stuff, I don't know whether it covers...
So
catching COVID, ending up in an ICU in New York City, like, I don't think.
So I did check into that. So yeah. The insurance companies have all adapted, right? So now, all those COVID-related illnesses are covered.
Okay.
So the only thing that isn't is if you get, like, locked in Australia and can't get out, then you just lose all your tickets and stuff, right?
Oh.
So that's a fairly big risk because a lot of money to, especially if you're going somewhere like the States, like all the hotels and everything, you potentially lose all that.
I think there's maybe like holiday at home this year.
Yeah.
Like give it a few more months just to see how everything pans out. I mean, America, look, there are still a lot of unvaccinated people in the States.
A lot. We're doing better here almost already.
Yeah. Mm. It's kind of the rollout there is stalled.
Yeah.
Biden's having such a hard time getting
people to take that leap sort of thing.
Could you possibly go to New Zealand or something where it might be a little bit safer?
Well, I feel like you're almost more likely to get locked out of there. Because they'll just like snap the border shut because they heard something drop or whatever.
Well, have they announced skittish. The countries that we can, like, go to?
So it seems
like I've heard, like, the list that's been banded around, like, America. I think Bali might even open up.
Nah, not till, like, April, apparently, okay. For Indonesia.
Singapore.
But you can't go to Singapore for 2 weeks.
Why?
What do? You go to the Botanic Gardens, stay in that hotel that has, like, on an island, and then you've seen it. Like, eat at a few hawker stalls. Like, there's not much. Like, that's a 5-day thing. But I don't know. It just... Because I've got all family and everything over there that I'd love to see.
Yeah.
But... like you said, it's a risky. It's still a bit of a risk.
Well, just take the setup that we have that allows you to broadcast. Yeah.
from 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll be doing from 6 a.m.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to do that.
I was going to say maybe I'd stay with those hours.
How good?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but maybe I still got to wait a little bit longer to see how things play out. Over coming weeks, even.
If you can do it, though, I guess, the government would have thought about all of the different risks involved before,
You got the insurance, like you said. Make sure that's covered.
Yeah.
Ah, it's a tricky one. Still a dilemma.
Give it a few weeks before you
make a final call.
Absolutely.
All right, on hold for now. Decision made. Thanks, guys. Needed that.
News time up next at New FM. And we are doing our very first 20K to freedom, guys. This is fantastic. We have a big wheel here in the studio. Have a look at it. Isn't it beautiful?
Lots of glitter. I'm very happy.
Oh, it's just fantastic.
There are so many prizes on this wheel. If you want to play, we'll spin it next after the news. 13:10:09. We're talking holidays away, dinners, experiences, anything you couldn't do in lockdown. We're giving you those prizes now. The lines are now open.
The Novos.
Spin the wheel of freedom. To win your sharing $20,000 worth of prizes.
Yeah, that's right. 20 grand worth, right? How good is this?
I've been excited about this all weekend. $20,000 worth of prizes. All the stuff that we could not do in lockdown, like tickets to the coolest attractions, gigs, movies, hair and beauty vouchers. All of this amazing stuff you can win right here on UFM. All you got to do is call up and spin the wheel.
That's right. Very, easy very ads. Simple. Time to meet our contestant now. Her name is Stephanie. She's from Highfields. Has a big day planned. And including a trip to the club, very good, with the girls, a haircut as well, and a swim right about now.
Oh, good morning, Stephanie. Happy Freedom Day. How you feeling?
Oh, isn't it wonderful to be able to feel like you can breathe again?
Today, a big day for you, going out to the club with the girls. What's your drink of choice today?
I'm going to have, well, because I'll be
on
driving.
The Vinos?
I'm going to have one glass of Chardonnay because I've got a new car as well, so I don't want to do anything stupid with that.
Oh, that's Stephanie. Good. Sensible.
Get an like Uber, darling.
Got to show the new car off.
Oh, she loved that joke.
Hey, Stephanie, we've got so many prizes on this wheel right now. You could walk away with a holiday, a feed at a pub, so many different things here. Are you feeling lucky?
Oh, definitely.
All right, shall we spin it?
Let's do it.
Let's spin this wheel. It's going around. There goes the holiday. Oh, what have we got? Oh, this is great. A $100 voucher to spend at this great store, guys. Kiki Fashion Co. in Mayfield. Contemporary, casual, chic women's clothing. Shop online or visit their Mayfield store. $100. Boom.
Lovely. Lovely.
Beautiful clothes there, by the way. You're going to look fabulous.
Thank you very much. That's lovely.
Oh, just the holiday was the next one. Oh.
That's all right. Doesn't matter about the holiday.
Hey, you're still winning. Thank you,
that's
Stephanie.
That's right. Everyone that gets on gets to win.
We're going to play again after 8 o'clock, rather. So keep listening to New FM for your chance. Coming up next, though, we're talking stinky houses. The other day, guys, I realised that I have a stinky apartment.
Oh, no.
Okay, reason being, right? So, I do have a cat. Like, the litter tray is, like, clean regularly and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's more so the bin in my apartment. So, my housemate isn't big on taking the rubbish down. And I have, like, this weird thing where my nose gets blocked up. And I'll go days where I can't really smell anything. I should probably get that checked out. But the other day, it was, like, a clear sinus day. And I was standing in the kitchen. And I was, like, I got a whiff. And I thought, man, that really stinks. The rubbish hadn't been taken out in a couple of days. I think there was some chicken breast in there.
Oh,
nothing
no,
worse when you go into somebody's house, right, and it stinks.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that it does stink when you live there.
No,
that's right. That's right.
Would you, like, real talk, Crevo, do you think you have a stinky house?
I'd like to hope not. I try, like, say, for example, with the bin, whenever there's, like, a meat tray or anything like that, I take it straight outside to the main bin. Like,
I'm far too lazy for that.
Straight away, because I don't like that sort of thing. And my fiancée, she has an extraordinary sense of smell.
Does she really?
Yeah. So anything that even begins to whiff, she'll smell it on the way home in the car and be like, I think something smells at home. Like, that's how good it is.
Well, Meg, you have birds at home. Do they stink?
They only do when one of them has a bath and they put the water all over the bottom of the cage and then it just starts to smell a bit. But we're lucky because we live in the apartment. You walk out the door and you've got the garbage chute. So we don't really have to go downstairs to take our garbage out. We just walk outside, pop it in the chute. So.
You always remember when you walk into somebody's house and it reeks though, right?
Yes.
It's something you never forget.
No.
I don't want that to be me. So I start taking the rubbish down once a day like a normal person. 13:10:09 this morning though, we're opening up the line for your stinky house stories. Maybe it was like as a kid when I used to go knocking to sell the chocolates in high school. Yeah. Mm. Oh, man, I smelt some filthy houses. Have you ever done like door-to-door sales, Crevo?
No, but my dad used to work as a census taker in America, right? And this is a story he's regaled over the years where he like, because you have to knock on every door, right? Every single door. He knocked on this door in this, like, dodgy neighborhood in New York City, and that opens up, and he said the cat stink smell was so bad that he had to run off and vomit in the bushes, and then he had to, like, he still had to get their information. So he had to go back worked there and lied and said he had dodgy pizza the night before. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry, it was the bad pizza. Meanwhile, he's holding it back again.
It's just your really stinky house.
The Novos.
Stinky houses on 1310. Oh, no. Yeah, the other day I got a whiff of my own apartment and I really was shocked that I had a stinky apartment.
And
disgusting.
It become you.
Well, the rubbish just wasn't getting taken down. I mean, I think it had been a couple of days without a litter change for the cat. So I thought, man, that really stinks. And like, thank God it's been locked down because I have no guests coming over.
Nobody visiting.
Especially if there's anything like milk related or meat related in the bin that's been there for a couple of days.
The old chicken breast was a culprit, I think.
Not good.
No, it's got to go. Or the other one is like a dairy container that's like popped open, like a cream or something. Mm. That's when you're in a real world of trouble.
You feel real shame when you realize you have a stank apartment. Like, it's not great. I was like, man, I just wish I need to like fix my sinuses so I can
be aware.
Smell. Let's go to the phones. First up, Robbie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Robbie. Do you have a stinky house?
No, my darling, I don't.
Good to hear. What's your story then?
Well, I used to do Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, okay. Great job for this.
Yes, and I remember there was one house in Hamilton. It was an elderly lady lived there with her, I think. The son was a little bit retarded or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was about 2 months worth of dirty dishes around the kitchen.
Oh, no.
Did you do the washing up for them, Robbie?
Well, you didn't have time, I would have.
Yeah.
But you don't have time. And I was dry reaching, taking their bloody dinner into go mouldy with the rest of it.
Oh, no. That's a stink that will stay in your brain for a long time.
And you just feel bad for those people, don't you? Like, they're obviously in a situation where they can't deal with the whole thing.
Do you know what? That's why you should buy paper plates. If you can't wash up, if you don't want to wash up, paper plates.
Real
solution. That's a good idea.
Great solution.
Real solution.
Great
for
if you
situation.
Don't own a dishwasher as well.
Well, absolutely.
Let's go to Jody. Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you guys going?
Doing really well, babe. What's your stinky house story?
Oh, I went house hunting looking for a house and the real estate agent said, now, just look past everything in this house. He opened the door and no word of a lie, my nephew just went, Aunt Jo, you can't buy this house. It stinks.
Oh, no.
We walked in. Half of the house wasn't built, so there was garbage all in that. You could barely open the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, they were cooking on a barbecue in the middle of the kitchen. It was hideous.
What do you
mean? Dog crap in the back laundry. Honest to God. Oh. You know what the sad part is? Yeah. I actually bought the house.
You know what?
Did you get a significant discount, Jody?
Oh, mate, I didn't even tell my husband I'd bought the house. I went, I journeyed it from top to bottom. I cleaned it out before he even saw it. Because if him and the kids had seen it, they never would have
known.
Don't you love that, Jody? Typical real estate agent. Now, look past everything. But he didn't say...
Put a peg on your nose.
Put a peg on your nose. You can't look past some things like that. Good on you for buying the house and polishing that turd up.
Oh, mate, it was filthy. Look, if you're selling your house, clean it.
Yeah.
That's a minimum, right? You would think. Minimum requirement.
People stage their houses. They pay professional stages. Just clean your house at the bare minimum.
Like, put some cookies in the oven. You know, that's always a thing that they do.
They didn't have an oven. They were cooking on a gas barbecue in the middle of the kitchen floor.
If you are selling your house, though, just call Jody around.
Do you know
what? He'll be able to give you a hand.
I wonder if there's anyone else out there that uses a barbecue inside. That's a first for me. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I don't think it's safe, at a minimum.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, Jody. That's a great story. Wow.
Incredible.
You know, it gets past a point where, like, a regular cleaner just won't do. You need the forensic cleaners to come out. And even then,
they're like,
those guys are like, your jobs.
We're going to charge you a premium for this situation.
Oh, God. Look, if your house is a mess, where's the best place to go for dinner on a budget? Or lunch on a budget?
Bunnings.
Bunnings, my friend.
To have what?
Obviously sausage sizzle, but it turns out...
they're cooking inside.
I don't think they're cooking inside. But the thing is, there is a Bunnings in Melbourne at the moment.
Yeah.
Gotten rid of the sausage sizzle and replaced it with something else.
I'm okay with that. I don't really? Know why people go on about the Bunnings sausage sizzle. Like, it's just a sausage on some bread.
Something good about it.
It's something, when we used to go to the markets as kids at Toronto Lions Park, they used to have the Lions Club.
Little setup, yeah.
And they were the best sausages known to mankind. Maybe it's the nostalgia thing for me, but I love a sausage sanger.
Who's got the better sausage sangers, the Lions Club or Bunnings?
Hands down.
Well, there you go. Well, I can't wait to find out what they've replaced it with. Mm. Details next.
The Novos.
And we've got some news out of the world of Bunnings, Meg.
Yes, even though it is Freedom Day, I don't think we're going to be getting a sausage from Bunnings anytime soon. So Melbourne came up with an alternative to the snag, baked potato.
This is
weird. I'm not going to Bunnings to buy a baked potato.
It's like the whole thing is it's a bit more of a serious meal, I think, as well. Like, a snag you've got on the run while you're shopping for the various 30 things you don't need.
With the onions underneath the sausage and all the OH&S that comes along with a sausage sandwich from Bunnings now. But a lot of people have taken to Reddit to really blast Bunnings for the idea of a baked potato instead of a sausage.
Vegans right around the country are rejoicing right now because every time they go to Bunnings, they have to sniff that sausage cooking. Finally, they've come up with a food that can please everybody. I like baked potatoes. You guys like baked potatoes.
I'm not going to Bunnings
baked
for
potatoes.
It,
you haven't tried them yet, though, Meg.
Yeah, but a baked potato is a baked potato. There is an art form to a really good sausage sandwich.
Do you know what? Bunnings sausage sandwiches are so overrated.
They are not.
Oh, you take that back.
It's a little bit stale.
You're offending everybody right now.
You take that back. That's blasphemy.
But you were just saying about the vegans, though. But with these baked potatoes, I'm assuming that they've got cheese and bacon and all that kind of stuff to go on top of them.
You would think so.
So vegan
maybe
can't have
vegan
them anyway.
Cheese and bacon.
Oh, maybe.
That's also
that would cause a lot of issues, I think. Let alone getting rid of the sausages, changing everything to vegan, I think, would annoy a lot of people.
Also, how Melbourne, right? It's too fancy for the sausage sandwich. They have to go and get a baked potato with all of the trimming.
Next minute, it's going to be deconstructed.
Yeah, exactly.
Since it is Melbourne.
And served on one of the many shovels that they have for sale at Bunnings instead of a plate. Can we please have a plate? No, you can't. It's Melbourne.
Do you think, though, like, we have been waiting. We have been waiting, 2 months now to actually go out and do something, get a meal. Do you think they're going to bring the sausage back this week?
Do you know what? I'm putting it out there. I don't think anybody in existence has thought, you know, the first thing I'm going to do this week, Freedom Day, is go to Bunnings and get a sausage.
I reckon there are tradies all across the room right now going, I really want a Bunnings
Absolutely
snack.
Absolutely not.
I think you underestimate how much people love, like, Bunnings as a trip, as a day out.
To be fair, there has been times where Josh and I have gone to Katara, to the Homemaker Centre, to go to, like, Good Guys or something like that, and we've stopped in specifically on the way just to get the sausage sandwich from Bunnings and then made our way to
It's a destination.
It is a destination.
I just don't see it.
You don't see the appeal.
I think we need to take him to Bunnings one afternoon.
I've been to Bunnings.
Oh, no.
I can't think of anything worse than, like, walking around a hot warehouse in the middle of summer eating a sausage on a bit of stale bread.
You are so uncultured.
Maybe it's the other way, but
I was going to
say. I don't know. I'm happy being on this side of history.
Taste it first, right? And then judge.
They're really good.
I've made sausage sandwiches at home and they're, like, fairly okay, but they're nothing.
It's not Bunnings level.
maybe it's
because they do them for charity as well. Like the
now
money
I
you
feel
are
like a real a-hole, don't I?
We'll leave you there.
Thank you. Oh, no. Don't end it on me.
The Novos. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. When you wake up.
All right, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about Sam Frost, TV personality, I guess you would call her. She's put out a video on Instagram, which she's since deleted, and deleted her entire account as well, about the reasoning behind her being unvaccinated. Now, look, it's the video, and we're going to get into it. We'll play some of it out in just a minute. But it starts off with what seems like a fairly reasoned response. But then the wheels really fall off it when she starts to talk about all kinds of stuff, which makes her seem fairly ridiculous.
Well, like you said, started out super reasonable. I think we've got the audio here. Let's roll it.
You know, there are lots of different reasons why people aren't getting vaccinated, and it might be because of their medical history, their concerns, they might have family history. Whatever the reasons, there are many, 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 many reasons why people aren't getting vaccinated.
Absolutely spot on. If you've got reasons medically why you can't get vaccinated, no one's judging you for that whatsoever.
Certain allergies, or, you know, when they talk about all of those health things that you do, you have this and that.
Yeah, I've got some
friends who are immunocompromised who can't get it. They just can't get it. So
yeah, that's the doctor's advice, right? Then, and we'll get into this audio next, the wheels really fall off because she starts to talk about how she's going to feel as if there's a lot of segregation, which is just the wrong use of that word. She just doesn't understand it, or I don't know what's going on. But look, I'm going to throw this out there. 13109, if you want to get involved in the conversation around what's going on with Sam Frost, maybe you want to defend her, maybe you've watched this video, but it's in a lot of ways, I'm going to say it, I don't feel like it's defendable what she said and the way that she's put it out there to her audience.
Half a million followers.
Yeah.
Right. Very irresponsible.
We're going to talk more about her and what she said up next.
All right. The Novos. We're chatting Sam Frost right now, guys.
Yeah, look, it's a tricky situation because she's released this Instagram video and then obviously, I don't know if she's realised what's happened or, you know, people have made her realise, but she's deleted the video, deleted her account, just gone completely off it. And look, I think the best way to understand why people are so upset about this is to hear this next bit of audio. Now, strap in, it's almost a minute, but I think it's worth it to get the context around what's going on.
There's a few reasons why I'm not. I've spoken to my doctor and my psychologist about it, and I'm going to keep that private. It's really hard time to be in society right now, and you feel like you are less of a human. And you feel like people judge you. And you're too scared to talk. And talk about your opinion or talk about your feelings part of you wants to go, well, it's none of your damn business why I'm not. It's going to be a really hard time when people are allowed out, like vaccinated are allowed out and to do things because I've made a choice. You know, I get it. You know, on the 1st of December, I'll be able to join society again.
Oh, and on it goes, and she talks as well about how it's going to feel like segregation, which is a real misunderstanding of that word.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, that's more about, look, other areas. And it's not like that at all, because for being asked to not enter certain places if you're unvaccinated is not the same as segregation. It's more like how smokers are asked to smoke in certain places because it protects others of your poor health choices, if that makes sense. Like, and we accept those rules because that's affecting other people and their choices, right? But to not accept this is totally different.
Look, from an angle of free speech, she's entitled to say that.
100%.
I 100% believe that you should be able to, you know, share with others what you're really going through. And this is such a real conversation that I think we need to have because there are people out there who are choosing not to get the vaccine. I do believe that there is like a divide, but I honestly think this is so silly of her to get on. If she has a responsibility with the platform that she has, 500,000 people, she's getting on there and saying, hey, it's okay to not get the vaccine if you don't want. And what I think is really bad about the whole thing is that she hasn't even like told us why. Like she said, oh, I've spoken to my psychologist, whether she has some anxiety issues surrounding it. Like, you know, I don't think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Overall, like she's got a bigger 100%. Responsibility. And, man, I hate to say it, but I think she doesn't really understand the gravitas of what she's done.
No, I think you're right, because it can profoundly affect people, especially, like you said, when she has such a big platform.
Yeah. Billy has called up the show. He's with Sam. Hey, Billy, how are you?
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, yeah, man. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I haven't even seen the video.
Yeah.
I don't really know what she said, but from what you've just played, she has got a free speech right, and on her platform, why can people say get the vaccine and get all this, and people are not allowed to be against it? So you're putting her down for showing her free speech, even though she doesn't need to tell you the reason why she doesn't want to get the vaccine. Because there is a lot of people that are really worried about this vaccine.
The thing is, though, she is going against medical advice, and people might take her advice over the advice of medical professionals. That's my concern.
And the scientific evidence.
Look, there is a lot of scientists and doctors that are against this.
Yeah.
Like, this is a split call kind of thing. There is doctors that are with it, doctors that are against it, and it's like anything. But with this vaccine, why should you be stopped from going into places when there was kids in school that I went to school with that weren't immunised for anything, for measles and all that? Why should they be in the same room as a kid that's been immunised?
Billy, that's a great question.
Billy,
you're endangering other kids.
I've got a question for you, and obviously feel free to say not share this, but you're obviously not vaccinated, right?
No, I am.
You are?
Okay.
So why did you get the vaccine? You obviously have some, like, fairly important thoughts on it. Well, do you think that it
if you didn't need it for work, would you have got it?
No.
Okay.
All right. Hey, it's fine for you to talk about that, but we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Do you have kids, yeah, Billy?
No.
Do you have, obviously, like, family around you? Have you encouraged them not to get the vaccine? Do you feel, like, would you feel safe with them not having it?
Yeah, I have no problem with no one getting it around me. I don't care. I could not care less.
Okay.
All right.
Because seeing that you can still get it with being vaccinated, why bother?
Well, the whole point of getting the vaccine in the first place was to ease pressure on the medical system. Because if you don't have the vaccine, it could be worse for you. You might end up in ICU. The risk of you ending up in ICU after you've had the vaccine are very minimal.
But there's still a risk.
There's still a risk, but like...
It's a lot less.
But would you prefer if you had... God forbid that you got COVID tomorrow, would you want your family saying goodbye to you in the ICU, or would you want to be able to just quarantine at home with the possibility of seeing them again? That's why people want to get the vaccine.
Yeah, that's the thing, but there's still a risk of ending up in the ICU.
Yeah,
it's a minimised risk. Smaller. It's like wearing a seatbelt in a car.
That's right.
You might not crash, but the thing is, if you do crash, the seatbelt might protect you more than if you weren't wearing it.
And that's just the scientific truth
Billy. NASA's actually called up. NASA, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? It's a great conversation. Really good conversation that you guys brought up. But look, I'm going to make this very simple for your listeners. If you go to any South American country, right, you need to get the malaria, you need to get all these other things, right, so you don't get sick.
Mm.
This is almost the same. So it's like, well, okay, it saves you from going to ICU, but the problem is that it's medically tested by scientists. So for Sam Frost to come out, use her platform and say, look, this is my psychologist, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me tell you, darling, you really should not say things like this, because people take this on board and they believe it. It's like Pete Evans. Do you remember Pete Evans?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
When he went on his thing and his career was destroyed. Now,
well, I've said this to people over the weekend. In a lot of ways, she is no better than Pete Evans, because the majority of doctors and scientists and health professionals say this vaccine will keep you from either serious illness or dying. I mean, what's the bigger risk?
What other information do you want?
Look, I had the flu shot about 2 years ago, honestly, and I still got the flu. But did I complain? Did I carry on? I still got the flu, and I had the flu shot, right? It's supposed to protect you. So it's like, we're saying you're not going to get it. But the thing is, you're protecting others, mate. It's not just me. I'm protecting you. If I come into your studio, you're going to be safe, not just me, you know?
That's so
true. I think it's our duty as people and humans and caring people to look after everybody, look after each other. I don't need her to come out and say, oh, my psychologist or psychiatrist or whatever said, this is bad, this is bad. Well, darling, you shouldn't consult your psychiatrist because he's not a professor. These people that make these drugs, they study for 20 years just to come up with a drug. They don't just go to uni and go to 3 years course. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they study for years for this stuff. And the word segregation, to me, that's her downfall.
Yeah, that was absolutely a big word.
Because when I was in America, I mean, if you use that word, that is basically you're racist. That's really what it is. You can't say that word. And that's the problem.
Well, it is like it's a dog whistle. It really is.
It's a dog whistle.
And I'm really confused. That's a whole other aspect of this.
100%.
As to whether or not she understood the gravity of word. Using that word.
Like even at a basic dictionary definition, you're talking about race, class or ethnic group. But it's got nothing to do with that.
Absolutely. You can't use that word. That was the word that was sort of, I think, hit the nerve with people. And the other thing is she should really focus on being a better actor, to be honest with you. She really should. I mean, look, if I had a choice of being on, you know, Home and Away or whatever, I would never come out. I mean, you're in the public eye. You're on a big show. You're doing radio. You're doing this. Why jeopardize this rubbish? Why jeopardize your career and come out with this stuff?
I've got a feeling she just didn't understand the gravity of what she was saying.
I agree with you. I don't think she did.
To wrap things up, I think this might, you know, be the end for Sam Frost. The only thing that bugs me is the freedom of speech thing because it's so important.
Yeah.
But in this once-in-a-100-year pandemic, there needs to be clear and concise information out there.
That's
We've all had the vaccine. If you haven't had the vaccine, please go and get it. There's plenty available.
Just go and get it.
It's free and easy.
Yeah.
Just go and get it. Don't worry about it. Just go and get it. I'm sure you've got good doctors, family doctors that will sort stuff out if anything happens to you.
And if you're worried, speak to your doctor.
Nobody's
saying don't speak to your doctor.
No.
If you have real medical concerns about it, you'll speak to the doctor and you'll get their advice. And they'll tell you yes or no. This is rubbish.
And the other thing is, if you've got underlining medical issues, fix them up. Don't just go, but if you've got underlining medical issues, and a lot of the people that are in ICU and that have got underlining medical issues that we don't know about.
Yeah.
So obviously the vaccine didn't work with them, but for goodness sake, people, just go out and get it, for goodness sake.
Thank you, Nass.
Thanks, Nass.
It's a great message. It has to be said.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, let's switch gears, hey?
Yeah.
A little bit serious, but important, especially today of all days.
Yeah. Birthday lotto worth $1,625. What month are we looking for, Creeper?
Okay, I've just spun the wheel. It's come up November.
November. So if you're born in November and you want to win the cash, hit us up, 13109. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Imagine starting off Freedom Day with $1,625.
Oh,
the shops are open. The pub's open. You could go absolutely nuts.
I know I would. Do you know what? You've got to keep it on UFM all day today because, man, we have prizes galore. This is fantastic.
It's not going to stop.
Let's go to Kate out at Cessnock. She works in pathology, is keen to finally get out of her LGA, and if she could develop her own vaccine to give to people, it would be a vaccine against stupidity. She wants to spend the cash on a pamper day and refuses to share it with anyone, not even the kids. Kate, happy days.
Happy days. That's
spend
exactly
it on
right.
yourself, Burpee.
Sometimes you just got to be selfish, and I'm all for it.
Hey, I've been a mum in lockdown. I deserve it.
Oh, yes. Actually, yes. Well done.
Think of this, if you win it, as like the homeschooling bonus.
Well, that's exactly right.
Hey, Kate,
that's my long service line.
Have you gone to the pub yet? Did you go at midnight last night? I wish I could have.
No, well and truly in bed at midnight.
Go and have a nice schooner of wine today at the pub. Let's do this. 16:25, Meg spinning the birthday balls. All right, I hope you get this. Here we go.
Fingers crossed.
I've forgotten my month. What month are we?
November.
All right. Kate, were you born on the 17th of November?
Oh, my God, no. Oh. 16th.
Oh. The old...
Kate!
The old Meg went away.
Blame your mum for that.
So close.
Don't put this on me, Grandpa.
What you're saying to Kate is if her mum, like, went into labour a day earlier, she would have won.
Day later? Is it day later?
Later.
Day later?
Same stuff.
Yeah, blame your mum. She can have the kids while you go out for a spa day.
That's exactly right.
Thanks, Kate. Sorry about
so
that.
So close. Mum, you owe me $1,600.
Feel bloody horrible.
That's the name of the game. Hey, up next, we are checking in with Maddie in the newsroom. Plus, we are playing UFM's 20K Road to Freedom very soon.
UFM's 20K Road to Freedom.
How would you like to win your share in $20,000 worth of prizes? Your share could be up next. 13:10:09, right? Get involved. Call the show right now if you want to win one of these prizes.
Big prizes up for grabs. Holidays, passes to movies, concerts, hair, beauty, fashion, everything you want to do, everything you didn't get the chance to do for the last 2 months. It's what we're giving away, basically.
That's right. It's a big old wheel here, right, Maddie?
Oh, massive. So many prizes on here. I'm willing the next person to get something great.
Yeah.
This is good. The lines are open 13:10:09.
The Novos. Spin the wheel of freedom. To win your share in $20,000 worth of prizes.
Yeah, prize-wise, this is the biggest thing that we've done all year. 20 grand worth of prizes delivered to people all around our region. And at a time when businesses really need the most help to get back up and running, we're trying to give away as many prizes as we can.
And absolutely, the best part of this is it doesn't matter if you're vaxxed or unvaxxed. Things are going to open on the 1st of December anyway.
That's right. Hold on to your ticket stub.
Don't think you can't call if you're not. So we're going to go to Michelle from Fletcher. Work for your first day of freedom. Looking forward to seeing your grandchildren. You've got 3 of them.
Yes, I have.
Oh, so you haven't seen them at all during lockdown?
Probably seen them probably twice in this lockdown, but
it's
important days.
Yes.
So, yeah.
What are you going to do with them?
To see them all the time.
What are you going to do with them when you finally see them?
Oh, biggest hugs and spoil them rotten.
Oh, I love that. All right, well, let's spin the wheel.
Yeah, let's do it right now. Here we go. Good luck, Michelle. It's going around. Ooh, that was a good one. I popped over that. Oh, Michelle.
Oh, my God.
Guess what? You have won. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
A 3-night Port Stevens escape in a self-contained apartment for up to 4 people.
Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
good spin, Maddie.
Made my day.
Oh, that's awesome. It's so nice at those apartments. So it's right near the beach. It's beautiful. Tell me, who are you going to take? You can take up to 4 people.
Oh, I'm taking hubby for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
That's romantic getaway.
Beautiful. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's going to be a fight over the other two.
Let them duke it out.
Charge some admission fees.
Exactly.
Guys, it's that simple. All you need to do is call up and spin the wheel. So many cool prizes up for grabs. We're doing it all day here at New FM. Producer Jackson is back in the house. What's the gossip next? Good morning.
Good morning. Do you remember Holly Valance?
Yes.
Okay, so she married a billionaire and then she went real quiet, as you would. Like, why would you ever work again? Well, she's going to work again and I have her next venture. I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm so excited for this.
Kiss Kiss, great song.
Yes. The film clip. It was quite risque.
For the time.
This is interesting.
True. Also, too, Kim Kardashian was on Saturday Night Live, and I want to play you some of her monologue because it was very, very funny.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Yeah. No one's got reason!
Coronavirus!
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Boss.
Yes, he's come home finally. Hello, Jackson.
Come home. Come home. I like that. I'm like a homing pigeon that just went a bit rogue with a letter. Now I'm back. I've come back to the roost. Let's start off my first at home. What's the goss? I'm very excited because, Meg, it was only over the weekend that we were discussing The Real Housewives.
Yes.
Am I correct? Let me start this up because, do you know what? Not often I get to do this. I feel like Andy Cohen. So, guess who's the latest addition, apparently, rumour has it, to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Is it you?
No. I wish. Wait, I'm moving there next year, so I'll hustle my way in there somehow. No, Holly Valance is apparently joining the cast.
Good for her. Great move.
So confusing, right? Because she's a Melbourne girl who now lives in the UK, who's now going to be appearing on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, I don't get it. But apparently she's joining as a friend role.
Okay.
I mean, I'm excited. But Holly Valance, you don't hear enough about her for her to be controversial. Because I don't know if you've ever seen that show, but they are intense. Like, at least three drinks in the face an episode.
Oh, it's that level. See, I haven't really... This might surprise you, Jackson, but I haven't watched...
It not only doesn't surprise me, it also disappoints me.
So, Holly Valance, let me tell you, she has not changed or aged a day.
All right, I'm doing a quick Google.
That's actually quite annoying.
Rarely seen in public. I think there's like one photo of her over the last 3 years. But yeah, you're right, Maddie. She looks amazing. She looks like she's still in that Kiss Kiss
video.
Oh, my
God. She hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, wow.
She's hanging out with that. She's got the same doctor as Pharrell Williams. So that never aging situation.
Fountain of youth.
Yeah, like that's incredible.
I know. They all sit from an interesting cup, the Hollywood elite.
Yeah, it's not all of them, though.
No.
Some of them age real quick.
I know. Ellen, for instance. Moving on to Kim Kardashian. She's aging quite beautifully. She's 40, I think, and she looks amazing. I'd love her surgeon. Anyway, she was on Saturday Night Live, and she did a little bit of do you want to take a listen to her and her sisters acting in the skits? It's not the greatest.
Order in the Courtney. I'm good at this. Kim, Chloe, what's the problem?
Kim stole my makeup artist.
Oh my God, I needed him today.
You're in your Met Gala outfit. No one can even see your face. You're such a diva slur.
So, like, that bit, not that great, but when it comes to Kim Kardashian's monologue, she really, like, went there.
I married the best rapper of all time. Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. When I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
Oh. She really gave it to her family as well. Like, so I applauded her on that. But more Kardashians. I like the Kardashians.
You know what? People were so worried about her hosting SNL. And I'm glad she's done a great job. As if she wouldn't.
Oh, 100%. Have you heard they're filming their new TV show as well?
Well, see, people were saying, oh, they haven't started filming this new season. Nobody knows when it's happening.
Very secretive,
so
right?
It's really cool that they're starting to do it. Because it's a Disney thing now, right?
No, so it's going to be on Hulu, and it's basically, well, everything's under wraps, but everything that's leaked is essentially just it is keeping up the Kardashians. They're just changing the name and they've signed a better deal with another network.
That's all it was ever going to be, is they've just done a trick, you know? They've said, we're finished now, that's a wrap, but really, that's just because of, like, some original contract they would have signed along the way that said, you can't say what you're doing if you leave.
It's like Judge Judy as well.
Exactly.
Like, she's got a brand new show. Yeah. Judy just
Keeping down with the Kardashians. Brand new show.
So, do you know what would be really funny? So, Jackson, I don't know if you know, but with Judge Judy, right? Mm. So, her new episodes of Judy Justice are going up against repeats of Judge Judy. I wonder if this will happen with the Kardashians.
I don't know.
Highly likely. Well,
streaming, though, so it's anytime. You can watch it all.
Like, yeah, that's true.
You know what? Like, the old ones are on Foxtel or whatever, but the new ones. Yeah, that's right. But then the new ones are on streaming, so it's just on demand.
I mean, I'll be streaming them simultaneously. Like, one computer for each season.
One eye on each.
You'll think you're working for the FBI walking into my bedroom, but really, I've just got a good Kardashian set up.
Thank you, sir.
The Novos. The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. When you wake up.
Yeah, 105 minutes commercial free is kicking off after 9 o'clock with Jackson. What's in the way?
I got a bit of Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I just want to clarify to all the Swifties out there because they're very aggressive. I don't know if you ever scroll through TikTok, but yes, this is the Taylor version. We're not playing royalties for Scooter Braun. Everyone calm down.
I wondered if we'd swap things over because I'm all for playing Taylor's version.
Oh, same. Give that girl the money. Actually, give me the money. She didn't need any more. I love this, Justin Wellington. Echo, echo, my bestie.
Ooh. Awesome.
This gets me excited for, like, post-lockdown fires and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This makes me want, like, a pina colada.
Oh, really?
You know, oh my God, this on this, pina coladas.
Yeah.
I found out that, you know, UDL, the cheap vodka?
Oh, yeah.
In the cans, they now do pina coladas.
Oh, do they now?
I want to get around that.
I'd try.
Friday night.
That's my trashy drink for the week this week.
On the UDLs.
Pink as well.
Pink reminds me of a chick that drinks UDLs at party. Can't you see that?
She'd have a VB, I think.
You think VB?
Yeah, and then she'd punch someone in the face.
That's true.
No, maybe you're not with Pink unless she was punching someone in the face.
Hey, it's coming up after 9 o'clock, Meg.
Yeah, so over the last couple of weeks, my fiancé and I, we've been trying to work out whether we're going to take one of our birds to the vet. So last year around this time, she laid her first egg, because she's a little girl, and she had to go to the vet to get vet intervention because it was too big. So she had to spend...
Did it fit?
Couldn't fit it out.
Yeah, so basically $1,100 later, they had to put her on muscle relaxers and pain relief and all this kind of... She did it. She was good. Well done. And then we booked her in to get this little implant thing, kind of like a woman has an implant on, like a IUD.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't lay any more eggs. That's worn off. And she's been laying eggs again recently, and we're tossing up because she's been laying them, but she's been making these really, really, really sad noises, like she might be in a bit of pain, but we can't work out whether she's in pain or not. And we're thinking, do we spend the $600?
What does it sound like?
It's like,
I just wanted to make you do that.
I knew that. But the thing is, though, over night time, she'll be sitting there and she'll be making these noises, and we're trying to work out whether it's a painful noise. Because if she's in pain, we'll fork out the money so she's not going to be in pain for the next 12 months. $600, that's fine. And then whether it happens again, it happens again.
Too much, Meg. I'm putting it out there.
See, I don't mind. Like, we've spent ridiculous amounts of money before. We don't really care about the money aspect of things, but also we're concerned because if they do put the implant in, they've got to put her under and there's a risk of anaesthetic with birds and all that kind of stuff. But we want to know on 13109, how much did the pet cost you? Because we're not really stressing about the $600, but we're like, how far do we go
down the
spending
price.
Money?
Yeah.
Look, gone are the days of like seeing birds as an easy pet to
have. I know, just $25 for a budgie. Yeah. You buy like a seed stick.
Yeah,
and
like
that's
one step up from the goldfish. You'd be like, oh, get a budgie.
Well, we got told, and we went to someone else, but we got told that our vet in particular was going to charge. We wanted to get nails trimmed, and we were thinking getting wings clipped.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it anymore because it's quite cruel. Birds are meant to fly. $600 because they were going to put her under to get it done. I'm like, you know what? God, no, mate. We'll find a way to do it. But the thing is, 13109, what did the pet cost you?
Vets put human doctors to shame with what
absolutely
they earn.
Absolutely.
Oh, that lots and lots of money can cost thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're asking on 13109, what did the pet cost you? I nearly called him a pest. But the pet cost you.
Well, I would if it cost you
big money cash.
Yeah, so my lovely little lorikeet Parash, she's getting into that spring thing, laying eggs, and we're tossing up whether to take her back to the vet to get her little birdie implant, if you'll call it, to stop the egg laying. We're a bit concerned because she doesn't technically need it, but I'm worried if she's in pain, maybe we should fork out the $600. But if it's not pain, she's just making noises for the sake can make noises.
Which animals often do.
They do. She does it for attention a lot. Like, we've forked out a lot of money before. Our previous lorikeet, Sunny, $1,800. And we didn't even get to bring her home. She passed away at the vet after $1,800 worth of treatment.
I feel like if your pet passes away at the vet, they shouldn't charge you the full price.
She was there for 5 days. They put a lot of effort. Like, they were calling us and texting us every single day with everything that was going on.
Yeah, but that's all good and well, but there was no result in the end. So.
Are you saying there should be a discount?
Well, absolutely.
still doing the work.
They're still doing the work. Like, if I could get pet insurance for birds, I would, but unfortunately, it's not really a thing.
It's not a thing.
I think there's one place that does it, but you've got to go to a specific vet, but we like our vet, and they don't do it, so we just don't do it.
I love how, like, even the money won't deter you from going to the right, the prop, to leave
around
your vet.
There is one particular vet around here that is really specialized, very specialized on birds, and even though they do charge a little bit, we do go there.
Well, have you ever got, when you go in there, just a quick sidetrack. Have you ever seen, like, a crazy cool bird that you wouldn't expect, like an eagle
or
something?
Not crazy cool birds, but I've seen other little birds that talk as well.
That's cool.
Yeah, like our little, another lorikeet we had, we said, oh, come on, and she goes, come on. And when we were taking her into the vet, she's going, come on.
That's pretty cool.
Kind of cute.
No pet ever. going to Wendy. Hey, Wendy, how are you?
Good morning, guys. Happy Freedom Day.
Oh, happy Freedom Day,
Wendy. What's the first thing you're doing today?
Going for a second jab. How exciting.
Oh, good timing.
Excellent work.
Bad timing, actually.
Well, once you got it, you can get your certificate, right?
Good luck, Wendy. Hey, tell us about your expensive pet.
Well, Bella, we didn't get a discount. She came at $473,500.
What?
Yep.
Excuse me? What happened?
Is Bella a dog?
Bella's a Staffy, an English Staffy.
Is she gold-plated by any chance?
Well, I swear she's human, so she probably is if I put some bling on her.
Oh, you need to explain this. What happened?
Okay, so we purchased our home and the owners couldn't take Bella with them, so we agreed that we would take her on. Never owned a Staffy in our life.
Oh, okay.
We got her signed into the contract and voila, she's out.
Wow. That is so cool.
I mean, isn't it a bit weird? Like, the owner couldn't take the dog.
No, they couldn't take her. They were going into an over-50s complex and, enjoying their life. And we decided that we would take her on. And, yeah, she's one spoiled pooch.
Was she one of the selling features for the house? Be honest.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Can the old owners, like, visit or something?
Well, actually, they did. They called in quite a few times when they were down in the area because they moved to Tuncurry.
Yeah,
so they called in and say hello to us. But we've just sold our home, the home that we had Bella with, and we didn't leave her with the new owners. She's come with us.
Oh, that's good. At least she's got the new family and, you know, that's all's well that ends well, I guess.
That makes me really happy. Oh,
yeah,
that's
no,
so cute.
Oh, I love that story.
Fascinating. Hey,
$400,000 for a dog?
At least the dog has ended up in a good family.
Exactly,
like, you can tell that's
absolutely
happening.
Isn't that interesting, though? It would have loved staying in its own environment.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
so weird.
Its own little territory, you know, rather than going off somewhere and
absolutely
being an illegal stowaway in an old folks' home. Not
I'll just say, over-50s villages should be like for over-60s or 70s. I feel like 50's too young to go into a retirement village. I know you want to retire at 40, Creeper, but I mean, man.
Yeah.
Guys, we are playing Birthday Lotto up next. This is massive. Today, we are playing for $1,625. All you need is a birthday. We are looking for what month, please?
It's February.
The Novos.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, we are your home of more local winners. Massive cash up for grabs right now. $1,625. We are looking for November babies, 131009.
Yeah, let's meet our contestant. His name is Peter. He's from Wallsend as a truck driver. And like you said, Matty, thinks 50 is too young to go into a retirement village. First child just on the way and has asked if it's a boy or a girl. Not sure about that. And the money would all go towards that. Good morning, Peter. How are you doing?
Good, yourself?
Really good. Now, $1,600. What are the next things you need to buy for the bub?
I think we're not too bad at the moment. I think everything's pretty sorted, but it'll see what the boss says.
Okay. Hey, you're a smart man, and I think I'm predicting a long and successful relationship with language like that.
Yep.
Hey, Peter, are you going for a skooie today?
No, mate, I don't think so. I'll save it for weekend.
Yeah, good.
Smart,
all
man.
Right. All right, let's do this, man. Spinning the birthday balls.
We're looking for February, yeah.
That's right.
Meg was one day off earlier today.
Blame me if it doesn't work. All right. Peter, were you born on the 19th of February?
No, it was the 15th.
Oh. At least it wasn't one off.
Yeah, that's almost more frustrating.
Well, there you go, guys. Birthday lotto worth $16.50 tomorrow. Mm. You can play with us.
Yeah, that's right.
Winning doesn't stop, though, this afternoon or throughout the day. Our 20K Road to Freedom. More prizes up for grabs all day long.
We've already given away a holiday and
fashion vouchers.
Fashion voucher, $100. Easy done, guys. Just spin the wheel at 13:10:09. We are done here for the day. Enjoy the rest of it.
Yeah.
Freedom Day is here. I'm going for a beer today. I just can't help myself.
Yeah, I need to get a haircut. I'm going to try and get into like a walk-in somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thanks. So it would take the cues out the door in the rain. Whatever.
All right, guys. 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Yo. I got some grief as well. Pre-warning anyone who wants to ring me today. I'm mentally at the pub, so you know. Whatever. Fresh Jeezy coming up as well. With Bassi.
Ooh, I love this. Very good, great song.
And our very own Tones and I as well. Fly away.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Welcome back. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya. The Novos.